to start the meeting. The chairman or the president and the vice president show up, so I guess I'm the designee. Quickly, we're going to do an introduction, but could you please, you know, make a motion and seconds and vote so we don't have to be here waiting for motion, you know. People are shy to do that. Don't be shy. Especially in this setting, I'm sure everybody's going to be shy, but don't be shy. So we're going to start over there.
My name is Joey Waller. I'm with the Art Development Club.
Mark Wilson with Mets.
Chris Gentry with NDOT Capital Program.
Valerie Cochran with NDOT.
Say it's your clues out of MPO.
Pam
with
NPO.
Bill Hardy, West Side Improvement Association.
Jeff Winter, Rockville Group.
Terry Agent, MPO.
Matt Schaefer, on the NPO.
All right, thank you. Our first item of agenda is approval of the minutes. Is there a motion?
A motion.
I'll second.
Oh, that was good. In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Second item, old business, project update, Pam.
The format for the project update this time is different. What we've done is we've put only those projects that have had a change in status since the last month. Online, we will post the full list, including those projects that haven't any change. So if you do want to see the entire list, you can go to our website online. But I'll just review these for today. City of Evansville, Covert Avenue Road Diet. Right-of-way engineering is underway. There's a public hearing. They're looking to plan a public hearing for late June. We don't have a date as of yet that I'm aware of. Weinbach Avenue Road Diet, offers have been made for 36 of the 37 parcels, and 19 offers have been accepted. Vanderburgh County Project, Heckle Road widening. The paving work on phase 4 is complete. Green River Road, Kansas to Boonville, New Harmony. 18 parcels have been cleared. Wart County, Bell Road. Preliminary field check was held on May 17th. NDOT State Road 66, Casey Road Project. The district held a preliminary field check for that project as well. KYTC projects, Kentucky 2183 and Kentucky 1539. They anticipate a design team meeting could be held sometime in June. U.S. Highway 41 Airline Road intersection, a joint inspection meeting is scheduled for June 6th, after which the project will move into the right-of-way phase. And U.S. Highway 60 Spotsville Bridge, right-of-way plans have been submitted and appraisals are underway.
Any question for Pam? Thanks, Pam. New business, draft coordinated public transit human services transportation plan. Matt, he's got A and B, and B would be the draft transit assessed management target. Asset management,
yes. So the first item is the 2018 through 2021 Coordinated Public Transit Human Services Transportation Plan. We completed a draft and we brought this before you a couple times related to some of the public involvement events that we were doing. This plan identifies the transit needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities in the three counties, covering Met Mobility, Heart Fair Transit, and ARC, Easter Seals, and other nonprofits that provide transportation for seniors and individuals with disabilities. So the needs are in the is Chapter 6, and then there's some recommendations and implementation in Chapter 7. We've started a 30-day public comment period that began on May 24th and will run through June 23rd. We've got the plane available. I've got one, I think a couple of them going around up there. We've got copies in our office, Metz on John Street in their office, and Rick has it with him. Hart's office, Henderson City Hall, Newburgh Town Hall, and Boonville City Hall. And then we have a PDF version on our MPO website on the front page. So we're looking for comments from the public, specifically those individuals with disabilities and seniors, as far as the recommendations in the plan. We're also going to have an open house on Tuesday, June 13th, from 4:30 to 6 across the hall at across the street at the Central Library in Browning Room B, if anyone wants to make comments in person. So we also, on the back side of your sheets of your memo, there's the survey with some more instructions. We provided this to Metz and Hart to put on the buses and at some of the at the terminals in both downtowns. So at this point, that is informational. Pending any comments, we'll be looking for approval of this document at a later time. Any questions on the coordinated plan? Okay. The next item I have is a draft transit asset management target. Last July 2016, FTA issued a final rule on requiring anyone that receives FTA funds to come up with transit asset management standards. And so we have worked with Metz and Hart and the area nonprofits on creating performance measures and targets. So what we did is we looked at the existing, they call rolling stock, for each of the agencies and the nonprofits, what vehicles they currently have, how old they are, and looked at how many were past their useful life at the beginning of 2017, and what is expected once they get new vehicles and replace old ones by the end of 2017. So we've broken out nonprofits and Metz and Hart in the table at the bottom. As far as equipment and facilities, FTA is asking the agencies to note how many of their maintenance equipment and their facilities, their buildings, their terminals, stuff like that, are on a scale of excellent through poor and the marginal poor, kind of a bottom two out of five scale. And at this point, both Metz and Hart have nothing that is marginal or poor, and we're hoping to keep it that way in future years. So this is something that we will update every year. FTA wants us to have a approval of this in July, so we're going to come back again in July. Shouldn't be any more changes at that point, but we'll get final approval at that time. So at this time, that is just also informational. Any questions on the TAM targets? Thank you.
All right, thank you, Grant. Item C, FY 2016, 2019, and 2018, and 2021. Any other dates that you need to
Those are all the ones we're going to do right now. So,
Greg?
Yep. TIP amendments, you see them coming every month. This time we're going to do a couple of things. We've got the existing TIP, the current one that's getting ready to go out the door, and the new 18 to 21 that was approved last month here but is undergoing federal and state approvals for finalized. We're amending both of those documents to bring two projects requested by NDOT in. The first is DES 1601718. This is State Road 62 over the Pigeon Creek Bridge and CSX Railroad here just west of downtown. Bridge rehabilitation and repair for construction in fiscal 18. Construction costs, you see there, $1.938 million. This is an 80-20 NHPP project and a 20% state match. The second is State Road 68 and US 41, bridge rehab repair on US 41 over Pigeon Creek. You see there 0.37 miles north of State Road 66, and on State Road 66 over Upper Pigeon Creek, 1.87 miles east of State Road 61. This also includes DES number 1500335. They're adding a project for right-of-way in fiscal 18. Right-of-way costs $15,000, another NHPP project.
Any question for Craig? Do I have a motion to approve this?
Second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Craig. Other businesses? Pam, NDOT project call, request, comments, and discussion? Is it Pam? Or is it Pam? I guess it's Pam.
So some of you were here at last month's meeting and saw the presentation, how a project becomes a project for the state of Indiana. So to follow up with that, this would be an opportunity to solicit and help to do some public comments for potential projects that you would like to see in your area on state route. And so this is really an informal type discussion, but what I'm hoping the outcome will be, will not only would you provide input, but the people that you talk to, the organizations that you work for, the communities you live in, you would be able to bring that input as well to NDOT so that we could look at it in our planning process. We do take into consideration, as I said last month, definitely public concerns. We also do assessments on our own because we don't drive these roads every day like you do. We don't live in our 16 points, right? So you know your area the best, and you know what you're seeing out there that we might not be able to capture with our assessments. So that's really what this is about, my slot on the time frame. One thing I did want to point out, and briefly it was touched upon last month, was when we solicit this type of input, some of the items that come to us are first of all, legitimate concerns that we didn't see during the assessment period. But they're often, they turn into big projects that take a lot of development time. And this was on the slide, and I just briefly mentioned it. We have a short-term development time for what I would call preservation type projects that don't require purchase of right-of-way, that aren't those big projects. Some of the public concerns we get really are those long-term, 5 years and beyond development time projects. So keep that in mind as you talk to people and be aware of that, because people are like, wow, you know, that's 10 years ago and that project hasn't been delivered yet. We're aware that you're working on it. So wanted to mention that.
Any questions, comments for Val?
Yeah. Yes, I have a comment. You know, I want to comment about Kentucky. The bypass around Owensboro, they increased the speed limit 10 miles per hour, and it's working well because I travel it every other week or so. The Lloyd is about the same in Evansville, but it has a lower speed limit. The Lloyd needs to have the speed limit raised 10 miles. And speaking of other concerns, the Lloyd and the West Side. We have two of the most dangerous intersections, one at Rosenberger, the other at Red Bank. And this last several weeks, we had a major accident at Bainey Camp. And when this happens, when the Lloyd is clogged, it clogs the whole West Side. The state needs to make plans to open it up to three lanes and work with the county. And somebody needs to put alternate roads in are capable of carrying traffic, because the West Side has no other roads capable of carrying traffic.
On the local side, is that what you mean by that when you say?
West of St. Joe Avenue.
I'm sorry, when you said alternate roads on the local, on the county or local side, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a great need out there. when you, if you shut down the Lloyd with a major accident, you close it both ways, it clogs the whole west side. And if there's another major event taking place, like a fire or a crime or something, the roads are clogged and nobody, the emergency vehicles can't get to it. That's all I have. Thank you very much.
Sure. Is this group aware of the corridor studies that... Okay. The corridor studies that NDOT and the MTO are collaborating on, those are exactly the intersections that the consultants will be looking at. And the consultants will come up with recommendations. We're aware of the high crash locations all along the Lloyd. And so, but I'll take that. Sean will be able to express that concern. He's our project manager for the corridor study. So, and then I will take the speed limit increase.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other comments, questions? Thanks, Val.
Thank you.
Item 5, public comments. Any comments? No, not Jeff. Anybody else? Thank you.
I guess last month, Mr. Johnson King was here from the Federal Highway. Anytime he went over the audit, I guess he does ever so often about the...
4 years.
For the MPO and everything. He had nothing but good things to say about the MPO. So I want to say kudos to the MPO and the staff and all the agencies that actually coordinate with the MPO, because most of the time, when you hear something, you never get thanked about. So I want to thank you guys, and good job.
Thanks, Jeff. We really appreciate that. Any other comments? I guess we adjourn. Thank you.